Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's another Mommy Monday. I'm Kristen Cruz on Mom Angeles Radio, MomAngeles.com. Or if you're listening on iTunes, thanks. We've got lots of episodes you can check out with great moms and dads and entrepreneurs making a difference. And just talking about parenting along the coast. I hope you're starting off with a great Monday. I have a sugar hangover. I'm not afraid to admit it. And if you have extra candy left over, which is like a concept that you don't even, like, really, candy's left over? Yes, sometimes there's such a thing as too much chocolate. Never thought I'd hear myself say that. You can do a lot of different things with your candy. I'm blogging about it on KristenCruz.me. And one of my favorite organizations, Operation Gratitude, is happily accepting your candy donations. So you can talk to your schools or contact Operation Gratitude via my blog, and they're right here in Van Nuys in L.A. So they'll be sending it out to the troops, and it's a really cool thing to do. So I know we're organizing that with our PTA. So that's something to think about while you have another mini Twix bar. Why not? It's all right, guys. It happens once a year. Come on. On my mind, Ellie Goulding is how we're starting off this Mommy Monday. Thanks again for joining us. The diaper dude to the rescue. That's what we're doing tonight. Listen, sometimes you get an idea, and we've heard it before. It comes out of necessity. It comes out of trying to find something you need, and it's not there. It's just not out there in the marketplace, or a service that isn't offered yet. But you just know you need it. Why wouldn't everybody else need it too? Well, that's how the spark of a huge idea begins. It's just in that thought. And like we've always said on this show, when we're talking about Best of LA and new ideas, when it helps somebody else, it seems to work best. Those company ideas, those brands that seek to help out, to make life better for someone else, always seems to work, and they find success. And that is true with the diaper dude, too. We've got him on the phone right now with us, joining us on Mommy Monday, although I feel like it should be saying Daddy Monday. It's a diaper dude. How are you, Chris? What's going on? Are you there with me? And I cannot hear him at all. Let's see. Maybe he's with us now. Hey, how are you?
Are you?
Hi. How was your Halloween weekend? You've got littles. How'd you guys do?
Hello?
Hey. Hi
hey,
there.
It's
hey.
Chris from Diaper Dude. Hi.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Sorry.
I was just
we're having
it's
a little
okay.
technical difficulties.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It's okay, though. So it's okay. It's probably too much sugar coursing through our veins, causing technical glitches. So
I am
Chris
still
has some...
devouring the chocolate and the candy that was left over.
I am, too. I admit it. We're just going to go ahead and just go ahead and indulge ourselves for a day. Come on. We worked hard this weekend getting all the littles and costumes and out. Now, you've got three. Is that right?
I do. I have three. They're actually way past the stage of diapers, though. My oldest is now 16, and I've got a 14-year-old and an 11-year-old. So it's a whole other chapter in my life that I'm experiencing right now, even though I'm still involved with, obviously, Diaper Dude and have founded the company 13 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's it's a little bit of a different world today for me.
Well, yeah, but at that age, it's a different kind of struggle, too. So,
oh,
I mean,
completely.
When it... Right? It's got its own challenges. It's not like it all just goes away once we toss the diaper pail. I mean, now it's just... Right?
Not at all. In fact, which is funny, thinking about Halloween, typically, you know, I'm used to going out with my wife, the whole family, and trick-or-treating with the kids, making sure that they're safe and not getting run over by cars or running off, you know, mm-hmm. with friends and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And this year I was actually at a baseball tryout for my son out in, it was in West Covina for most of the day. I didn't even get home till 8:30 at night. So got to experience a few trick-or-treaters come to our home. But for the most part, it was not the typical Halloween that I've experienced for 13 years prior.
Wow. See, it's all an evolution. But then when things slow down with the kids, you still buy all that candy to give out. And because you didn't have
completely.
As many trick-or-treaters, you still get to eat it all. It totally is legit. You still get to eat the candy. you know?
Yes,
oh,
absolutely.
Man. Well, Diaper Dude is not just Chris, the cool guy, but also a brand, a lifestyle, a message really to dads that started over a dozen years ago to say that being a dad can still be cool. And a spark of an idea really started this all when you became a dad yourself. Can you take us back to the time, the moment in your life where you you got the spark of the idea to start Diaper Dude, and what happened?
Oh, I can totally do that. In fact, I remember clearly the day because my wife came home soon after we found out, she found out that she was pregnant with literally a dozen flowery diaper bags. And I'm not even kidding. I took one look at them and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be caught dead wearing one of those bags. Which one's for me? And she's like, take your pick. So that really started the interest. And I checked out, the internet was still relatively new. This is really going back 16 years ago when our first son was about to be born. And there was nothing on the market at all for men. So it kind of inspired me to go ahead and come up with something on my own and give it a shot. And that's really what happened. It kind of just took off from that idea. And being a transplant from the East Coast, dude became every other second word out of my mouth. So Diaper Dude just sort of fell off the tongue, and I got that exact response, people laughing, and it was memorable. So today, I'm still keeping forward, moving forward with the product and selling through numerous different stores internationally as well, and been able to actually write a book out of my experience of being a parent, and I'm starting book number two.
So exciting. Chris is a celebrated author besides just a successful entrepreneur who turned Diaper Dude into a huge brand. And he's being, I'm going to have to brag for him because he's not dropping names. But, I mean, his stuff is in, like, Neiman Marcus. It's in, like, high-end places and has been seen on the body of Brad Pitt. So I'm just saying, like, it blew up. Basically, had an idea, he went for it, he worked hard, it blew up, and it was a huge success. Now, do you have a background at all in design or in any kind of manufacturing like this?
No, the funny thing is I actually started out as an actor. So I went to NYU, graduated from Tisch School of the Arts, and that's what actually brought me out to Los Angeles to be an actor. And when my wife was pregnant, it just sort of took off from there with this bag concept, and it took over full time. So I really didn't have enough time to focus towards the auditioning and acting process. Yeah, it just sort of took over and originally started in the back of our garage, and now we're downtown Los Angeles in a 4,500 square foot office and do most of our fulfillment from there.
Isn't that an exciting story? I love it. I absolutely love it. Chris, you're a total inspiration. And the great thing is that what Diaper Dude also did was turn it out to pay it forward as well and is involved with so many great organizations and kids' charities and hospitals like St. Jude's and so many great things as well. So it's all about taking your success and paying it forward, which I know is important to you.
It is, and we're excited about a new voice that we are aligning along with the brand, and it's actually called True Dude. And what's cool about this concept is that we aligned ourselves with a nonprofit organization that's based in San Francisco called Futures Without Violence, and they've been around for 30 years now. And their main efforts are to help eliminate and educate and eliminate on domestic violence towards men, women, and children. So as I'm approaching the teenage years with my children, I wanted to be able to have something that resonated with me as a parent that I can pass on to them the teachings and morals and values of what it's like to be especially a young man in today's society. And having a daughter in between our two boys, she definitely has a lot of male energy, but I wanted to also know what it's like and what she should expect out of a guy today. So True Dude essentially is a lifestyle brand designed to honor today's men who leave a positive impact on the next generation. And essentially Diaper Dude has become the flagship product for True Dude, so 10% of our proceeds helps to support education and anti-bullying efforts with Futures Without Violence. And we really want to change the actual definition of what it is to be a dude in the 21st century. So we've got a lot of great information on our website, truedude.co. You can see our mission statement that we have a great video showcasing exactly what we intend to do.
I love that .co. That's the new cool thing if you haven't heard yet. It was .net
right?
if you couldn't get your .com, and now it's .co
right.
is the cool new thing. So check out the .co. And just so you know, there's also diaperdew.com, true and true, the website that you go to and that,
yes.
that everybody loves. And then you can also find out more about Chris at chrispegula.com, right? Pegula.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Pegula,
right. .com. Right, Pegula.com, so you can find out more about him, too. There's no doubt that you were obviously good on these videos that we've seen about you online, and because you're an actor, it totally makes sense. And it's really funny because I have to tell you, we're all girls and producing this show, and I won't say who, but one of the girls who, if you're standing next to her right now and her cheeks turn red, then you know who she is. She said, too bad this is a podcast tonight because Diaper Dude is cute. It's too bad it's not a Skype interview. And I was like, ah.
Oh, my God, that's too sweet.
Yes, he's a good-looking young man. So check him out. It's fun to watch. You have so much charisma, and you have such a great message, and you're doing so many good things. I don't know how you're juggling it all with successful dad and husband life and kids. It's a lot going on, but do you have any secrets that you can share with the rest of us busy parents trying to do it all?
You know what's crazy? I have to admit, yesterday with Daylight Savings was the first day I actually had 11 hours sleep just because I passed out from
Whoa.
Exhaustion with the
Whoa.
Time change. And I woke up, I think my dog was the only one that was bugging me through the night to take care of it because my kids are older now where I'm finally
right.
not needing to answer to them every 2 minutes. Mm. But, you know, I have to say that it's really being able to multitask is definitely a talent. But, you know, I just have a lot of passion to be involved with my kids, and I'm passionate about what I do. And I think that when you love what you do, and the fact that my business was found based on my children, really, that's the reason why it started, you know, the time just sort of happens, and slow and steady is really the way to be successful, because I certainly could have been further along in my business earlier on, but I didn't want to sacrifice the time with my family. So, you know, I really think that if you love what you do, slow and steady, you should be able to be successful and enjoy what you're doing.
Wow. I love it. You can find Diaper Dude's products everywhere, including Amazon, if you're an Amazon mom like I am,
yeah.
all the way up to the high-end stores, Babies R Us. I mean, it's just everywhere, and it's such an amazing success story. Now, we know you for your Diaper Dude products and even apparel, and there's some really good – oh, I wanted to say this, by the way. For Dad Christmas shopping alert, I want to tell you, for stocking stuffers, for I don't know what to get the guy in my life, I'm just saying, I've already started Christmas shopping early. My girlfriends know this about me. I start Christmas early. The Diaper Dude stuff is a wonderful thing to be able to gift a guy in your life if you don't know what to get him. So just keep that in mind. But I want to talk to you real quick before we have to wrap it up about your books. Already penned one book. Now you're working on the second one. What can we expect from the next book that you have coming out?
Well, the second book actually is basically picking up from where we left off at birth till years till second year, or the terrible or terrific twos, however it comes past you. And it's essentially putting into practice all the things I talk about when you're preparing from the first book of what you're about to get into and dealing with the pregnancy experience and how you're actually connecting through the next 2 years of your life. So it's more anecdotal about my experiences and some friends' experiences as well. So there's a lot of information, but I like to focus more on the relationship with your partner, because I think that that's something that's so often overlooked. And when we think of having new children, we're always like, what do we do? How do we change a diaper? How do we do all that? While that's certainly important, the relationship between the two foundation heads of the household is where I like to focus and sort of tell my story through that lens.
Amen to that. I could not agree with you more. I love that. Diaper Dude of DiaperDude.com and all the great things that you've done. Thank you so much for being on the phone with us tonight, Chris. We've learned so much more from you, and it was great to even get to know you a little bit on this show, and we can't wait to see more success from you in the future. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
We'll talk to you again soon. Diaper Dude on the Mommy Monday show on Mom Angeles Radio. Now, you guys, this is just kicking off the week. can you imagine that we're going to get even more inspired and have even more amazing things happen this week? How cool. So I just kind of shook off my mini Twix sugar coma that I was in because Chris got me all excited about the fact that, like, you can do stuff. You can achieve your dreams. Slow and steady, he said, you know, like the turtle and the hare. So we're turtles. It's all good. You design your life the way you want it to be, and you can make it happen. Like you said, it was about his kids. It was his passion. He stayed passionate, stayed true to himself, and it all just worked. I love it. DiaperDude.com for more. All the links are on MomAngelus.com. As always, MomAngelus Radio, Monday nights, 9 o'clock, we go live. And you can go back and hear any of the shows in our archive. Amazing moms, amazing dads doing some incredible stuff. And it's all on iTunes, which I feel makes this kind of cool. And on Blog Talk Radio in the archives there as well. So I'll see you next Monday. Don't forget to donate that candy to the troops or however you want to get it off your counter. Go ahead and make those donations. Hey, take it to the fire station. My husband, Fireman Matt, always loves that too. And I will see you next Monday for another Mommy Monday show. Let's go rock this week. 'Cause you can't.